And we're very lucky to have in the studio with us today Caroline De Belder. Thank you for joining us, Caroline.
Well, thank you for having me.
Caroline, you used to be the chairman of the Isle of Wight Cantata yes. Choir. You're now their marketing officer,
yes.
I think. So,
yes.
And welcome back to the studio, because, of course, you've been here for previous concerts.
Yes.
This Saturday in the Medina Theatre, you've got a Brahms double bill, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely. We've got the Requiem, and we've also got the Academic Festival Overture, which is going to start our concert.
Yeah.
That is mainly an orchestral piece, but it's also a one that everyone will know. And part of it towards the end is the choir singing Gaudeamus Igitur, yes. which is all to do with student drinking songs.
And that's where the term Brahms and Liszt came from.
Oh, is it?
No.
Why?
Well, I hope so. And Gaudeamus Igitur is obviously, and therefore let us rejoice. So it's all
yes.
very celebratory.
Yes, yes.
That's the first half. Now, you're going to have to sell the second half to me, because the idea of a requiem...
Yes.
You know, it's a little bit off-putting for some people, isn't it?
I mean, I think the thing about Brahms' Requiem, it's different from a lot of requiems in that it's not... Brahms didn't see it as religious as many requiems are.
Yes.
He's not based it on the normal Catholic text that you use.
Yeah.
It's on a Lutheran version of it.
Yes.
And the main thing about it is it's affirming life, really, as much as talking about death.
Yes, I'd read it was all about consolation for those
yes,
living,
absolutely.
Rather than
yes.
you know, a
yeah.
sort of sob fest.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
I suppose it's... I mean, the 19th century was sort of full of humanism, wasn't it?
Yes.
Beethoven started that off. Brahms was the
yes,
you know, true successor
yeah.
to Beethoven.
Yes.
So in the same way that the Missa Solemnis, I suppose, is very much a humanist
yes.
anti-war piece,
this
is...
Goes very,
even
very
further,
much so.
It
does, yes, it does. And I think the thing, two of the things that sort of triggered it were Brahms's mother died,
yes,
and then also it was Schumann, I think. Wasn't
That's right,
it?
Robert
yes.
Robert Schumann, because I think Brahms was very close to his wife,
yes,
wasn't he? And part of the Requiem I read was actually sort of cobbled together from a piece that was written. After, I think, Schumann tried to commit suicide.
He did, yes, that's
about
right.
a decade before.
Yes, yes, so. Yes. So it's just about making people, you know, be comforted. I think that's that's one of the great things in it. They shall be comforted, you know, as we're singing it in English. And it is, it's... To me, it's a very special piece. It's just is beautiful. The sound is beautiful, but it's lovely to sing as well.
Well, it was a lovely piece we heard just then.
Yes.
That was Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnung, how lovely are your dwellings.
Yes.
It sounds like the kind of thing somebody from Foxton's would tell you.
yes, you're right.
I think to me what sounds very appealing about this programme is you have real contrasts.
Yes.
Between the first half
yes.
with the music based on the drinking songs and then this more serious piece
yes.
in
yes.
the second half.
Yeah, I think you're right. But they do link very well because of obviously they're both by Brahms and,
yes.
and they're very, you know, similar the melodic way that he writes.
Yes.
So
yes.
yeah, they connect well.
And very interesting for the audience to see these
yes
two
the different
works
sides
by Brahms and
yes.
the two different sides
yeah.
of this,
yes.
this composer.
Yeah.
No, it's nice to have a bit of light and shade. Now this time you've got a full orchestra.
Yes,
they're back again because
yes.
last time. We were in Ryde, weren't we,
yeah.
at Aspire, and it was
yes,
piano.
Yes, we did it something different. I mean, we always, being a cantata choir, we always like to have orchestras, but we wanted to try something different. I mean, one of the problems to a certain extent about having an orchestra is the cost, obviously, you know, it goes up if we have an orchestra, but we do feel that it's important that we do keep to these, you know, having these orchestral concerts as
yes,
well.
Yes.
So we try and, you know, mix it about a bit, I think, really now.
So the orchestra are sort of members of the Isle of Wight Symphony, are they? Or
I think the vast majority, are Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra. That's what we try to do. We have a fixer who's a member of the orchestra, and she tries to get as many members. It's important because the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra are a fantastic orchestra.
Yes, yeah.
You know, so we, you know, if we can use them, we will, and
yeah.
if they can attend, we will.
That's
yeah,
fantastic.
Perfect. Now you've got two soloists, haven't you? It's a
yes.
bit unusual because you expect four soloists in a kind of oratorio.
Exactly,
work.
Something different again, isn't it? and the soprano really only has one piece that she sings in, one of the movements.
And that's Laura Mitchell, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, yes.
And she, I mean, she's done some amazing things. I'm just reading here. She was Pamina in The Magic Flute, yes. The Scottish Opera,
yes.
And Hero, yes. Which is a big role in Beatrice and Benedict for Welsh National
yes,
Opera.
Yes, so she's got quite a good, varied history, hasn't she? But I think she does quite a lot of sort of oratorio and work around the country.
Yeah, but the guy who's going to have to sort of really pull his weight,
he has to do
is
a bit more.
Christopher Cole,
yes.
Who's a baritone.
Yes, that's right. And again, very similar circumstances. He's been, all over the country singing. But yes, I was telling you earlier, the first time I heard it, it was Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau singing it, which was absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
yes.
I don't think either of us have ever heard him.
No, I haven't.
Apart from on
well, to hear him live,
LPs in the old days.
Yes, I mean, I was only 18 at the time, but it was.
Yeah,
I think it really was. Yeah, it was amazing.
Really inspirational.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think you have 100 singers.
Yes,
in the,
that's
in
right.
The choir
we do.
At the moment.
We do. Yes.
So,
yeah.
Should be a fantastic sound.
Yeah, it should. Yeah. It should. Yeah, yeah, it is. It's sounding good.
You'll be able to give it a bit of welly.
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
Yes. There are some bits of it where death, where is thy sting? Where we really have to go for it. But it's fantastic. I mean, the music, it just takes you along with it. It's so exciting.
It's not a piece we know, is
yeah.
it? I mean, we've researched it, but we just don't know it very well.
It'd be fantastic to have the chance to hear
exactly.
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I hope you really enjoy it, and that perhaps you'll get a copy of it or something once
Lovely.
It's happened. I mean, it is definitely worth it. It has been one of my favourites for a long time, really.
Good. Now, how are ticket sales going?
They're going quite well. At Medina Theatre, we've got the middle section is just about full, and
yeah.
there are one or two spaces towards on the edges. So if you haven't got your ticket, go along and get it.
Yes,
and
I've got the details here actually.
Right.
If you call Medina box office, it's 823880. So that's 823880, or online, of course, you can go to medinatheatre.co.uk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other thing I just wanted to highlight was you've got a wonderful new website, haven't you?
Yes,
we have. Last time you were here, it was sort of still work in progress.
Yes, in its infancy, yes. Yeah, we've had a lot of work on it, and we've a local lady, Fiona, has been fantastic and really helped us with it. And it looks very nice now. We're just getting used to posting bits and pieces on it and adding things onto it.
And you've got your Twitter feed on there.
Yes, we have.
At IOW Cantata.
Yes, that's right.
So we've just been putting something up on Twitter with you just now.
Yes.
No, it's fantastic. So you can actually listen to some things as well on your website.
Yes, there is an excerpt from Brahms Requiem on the website, I think.
And what's the website address, do you remember?
I think if you just Google
Idlewild
Cantata Choir,
it
will get
there. Well, that's what we did, and it was the top result. So
yes.
You're obviously having your search engine optimizers doing it right.
Certainly. It's not me that's doing it, but yes, our people who set it up. Certainly.
No, I was very, very impressed with the website. Actually, it's fantastic.
Well, it's so exciting to have a website.
It is.
It is.
I mean, we had one for years, but it was nobody could use it. Nobody could add things onto it. But now I've had training, and another member of the choir have had training on how to add things and how to edit things. And so I'm just getting used to something called WordPress.
Brandon's out there working on our WordPress.
Oh, is he? Oh, right.
And Judith and I, we've got our own WordPress website. No,
it's easy to use, isn't it?
I think the thing with these things is you have this sort of terrible feeling at the beginning. My God, I'll never be able to use Twitter, or I'll never be able to use my own website.
Yes.
It's not as bad as it.
No.
And they're such powerful tools, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Amazing.
They are. We're also using MailChimp to send to members of the choir, and we're hoping to get people who are interested, in hearing about our concerts, a mailing list for...
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
we're
promoting that in our programme this time as well.
Good. Well, we're going to be there, so we very much hope everyone else who's listening will be able to come.
Yeah, I hope so.
What was your worst moment in rehearsals, or has that yet to happen?
I don't know, really.
The Cantata Choir
never has bad moments in rehearsals, James. We have a lot of funny moments. I have to say, the last rehearsal on Monday, it was just, I don't know, perhaps we're just coming up to the end, ready to perform, and we had quite a few amusing moments. Our pianist is very entertaining, I have to say, Richard.
That's good.
Yes, he keeps us in stitches, really.
Yeah, there is a piano. It's not just a sort of scratch piano version of this. I mean, there was an actual piano version written by Brahms, and I guess that's that's what he's using.
Yes, it is.
Because I understand choirs, you know, often use that piano version. If
oh, really? Full, yeah, full yeah. Orchestra, yeah, so. No, he's a fantastic pianist, and he keeps us all under, you know, in control.
Well, was okay. He the pianist who played with you at Aspire?
Yes,
yes, absolutely fantastic.
Yes,
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really, really enjoyed that concert.
Yeah. Well, look, best of luck for Saturday.
Thank you
very
much.
Hope it all goes very well, and... yeah, do come in next time, because I understand you've got to work with a composer.
Yes.
Who may be coming over.
Yes, we hope so. Paul Carr, yes. Requiem for an Angel.
Sadly, we can't get Brahms for this one.
No, sadly.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
Caroline.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.